This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran fires missiles at two bases used by U.S. troops in Iraq. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports on the latest developments.
This is the sound from video shot by an Iraqi soldier of Iranian missiles hitting one of two bases that house U.S. and coalition forces. President Trump later tweeting that all is well, adding so far so good when it comes to casualties. Iran's Revolutionary Guard firing the ballistic missiles in response to the U.S. drone killing of the Guard's top general. After the missile strikes, Iran's foreign minister called the attacks proportionate measures in self-defense and said it is not seeking to escalate the situation, but would defend itself against any aggression. Trump says he'll have a statement on the strikes Wednesday morning. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Senate appears to be moving closer to an impeachment trial for President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
After Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
"We have the votes."
He says Republicans can start the impeachment trial in the Senate without calling any witnesses immediately.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
McConnell called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi was meeting with her leadership team at the Capitol when she was told about the Iranian strikes in Iraq and reportedly asked them to pray. The top Democrat in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer, says Republicans don't want witnesses because they'll implicate President Trump.
Witnesses and documents, fair trial. No witnesses and no documents, cover up.
The nation's third impeachment trial ever could start in days once the Senate receives articles of impeachment from the House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's president said there were no survivors from a Ukrainian International Airlines plane that crashed Wednesday shortly after taking off from Iran's capital. The flight was bound for Kiev, Ukraine's capital, carrying some 167 passengers and 9 crew members. Authorities are investigating what caused the plane to go down. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Tuesday there is desperate need for practical ways to improve ties with North Korea, adding that he was ready to meet with the reclusive leader, Pyongyang, repeatedly if necessary. Michelle Hennessy has more.
Moon Jae-in used the annual address to say there's a, quote, desperate need for improving ties with North Korea, and said he regrets the lack of progress in negotiations.
In a time of deadlock in U.S.-North Korea talks, and where we're even concerned about a step backward in inter-Korean relations, we're in desperate need of practical ways to improve cooperation between the Koreas.
Moon added that he was ready to travel to Pyongyang again and repeatedly meet with reclusive leader Kim Jong-un if necessary. Over the new year, Kim promised a new weapon was coming in the face of, quote, gangster-like pressure from the United States. But he signaled there was still room for dialogue with the U.S., something Moon said on Tuesday must continue, adding provocations and threats are not helpful for anyone.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting. The United Nations reports intercommunal violence in Sudan's West Darfur state has killed and injured scores of people and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting erupted between Arabs and the Mazalit, an African indigenous ethnic group, at the end of December in and around West Darfur's capital, El Geneina. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the violence has taken a heavy toll. It reports at least 54 people have been killed and 60 injured. It says 40,000 have been internally displaced and thousands of others have fled to Chad in search of refuge. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the displaced are sheltering in schools and government buildings around El Geneina. He says UN agencies and local partners are providing essential relief. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of the weather change to shore up the defenses against the massive bushfires. Rain and cooler temperatures giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines, clear ground vegetation, and conduct controlled burns. But the rainfall is not enough to extinguish hundreds of fires still burning. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.